you need to be really strong in your lower body to be able to weightlift many kilos. I think male have, like, in a higher weight class, they are really strong and probably, like, their body weight is way higher, so they can't jump as high because they have to move way more than someone who is lighter. And so this is also shown in those tests.
Hi, Lena. It's my pleasure to have you on Evidence Strong show. If you could briefly introduce yourself.
Hi, Alex. I'm Lena. I'm from Austria and I'm working as a sports scientist and athletic coach in soccer academy in Austria. And I did my master's degree last year. My master's degree was about how explosive upper body tests, like the explosive push-up test and a ballistic push-up test, have a correlation with the split performance in weightlifting.
That's awesome. Okay, so why this study? Why the interest in this correlation?
Because, like, I'm a CrossFit coach as well, and I started some weightlifting for myself just for fun, but I got really interested in it, and I did some coaching in weightlifting, and also was watching many people in snatches and, yeah, in all the different weightlifting stuff. And I just talked with some colleagues, and then we came to that idea that it would be interesting to get an upper body test, explosive test in weightlifting, because, like, most of the studies look at, for example, counter movement jumps, squat jumps, or front squat, or, like, different exercises, but there were not really some upper body tests. So that's why I came to that conclusion that maybe, yeah, that's something interesting to talk about or to, yeah, look at.
The correlation between the test, but now you have to decide what test you'll be testing. So how did you go about that?
So I looked at some research and I found, like, for upper body testing, there was like some all throws, or also, yeah, like for upper body testing, there were some different tests that were already used in researches, but not in weightlifting. And also all the tests I looked at were not really making sense for weightlifting. For example, a ball throw, because you can't really use the body weight from a person with the weight for the ball, for example. So that's why I thought, okay, maybe this test is not so good for weightlifters. And then I looked at some research for push-up tests. I also looked up for maybe handstand push-ups, because this would be probably the best version for a split performance test. But it's not so easy to test, because most of the weightlifters I know are, not all of them, but they were probably not so used to handstand push-ups, so it's not so easy to test. That's why I came to the conclusion to use a push-up test. And I also looked at some research and it looked quite good for testing as well. So there have been some tests with push-up tests. And then I used the explosive push-up test, and it looks like a counter movement jump. So you have, like, you start in a static position, you go down in the eccentric phase, and then push up concentric. And so it kind of looks like a counter movement jump just with your hands. And also, yeah, then I used the ballistic push-up test, or I call it the ballistic push-up test, and it was more like a squat jump test, for example. So they started in the bottom position on the force plate and had to push up, and I only measured the concentric phase in this test.
Could we just pause for a minute? What was the cueing for the tests? Because these tests are not in the standard use. So would you say to the athlete, do a push-up as fast as you can or as strongly as you, or, like, what was the cueing?
The cueing for the tests was at the start, hold the position, and then I told them to push as hard as they can and as explosive as possible.
So let's go through the whole protocol. Did they do it one time, five times? Well, how the testing looked like?
They did this three times, and they also did a counter movement jump on the force plate, because I wanted to also have a look if this worked in my study as well, because I looked at many different studies and it said counter movement jump correlates with weightlifting performance, and it did in my testing as well. So yeah,
Okay, so you had push-up tests, explosive push-up tests, counter movement jump, and what did you measure in weightlifting performance?
I measured the one repetition maximum in split in jerk performance. So yeah. I measured the one repetition maximum in jerk performance.
So only split jerk, was it from the rack?
It started from the rack. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So jerk performance and the correlation with push-up, explosive push-up, and counter movement jump.
And ballistic push-up. Yeah.
Okay. So did you measure anything else?
I measured a bioimpedance analysis as well at the start of the testing.
And what measurements did you take from that?
I used body fat. I used muscle weight or muscle percentage, like normal weight and height and yeah.
Okay. Now with the push-up and the counter movement jump, what measurements were you taking? You said it was done on force plates.
Yeah. So it was done on force plate and I used jumping height, then I used the rate of force development, I used maximum force, I used maximum power, and I used many measurements, but because I wanted to look at all of them, but yeah, the most important ones I used was maximum power, maximum rate of force development, maximum force, jumping height.
Awesome. Okay, are we ready for the participants? Who did you invite to the study?
So I invited to the study weightlifters that have done weightlifting for at least 2 years and were from Austria and were able to lift 100% of their body weight in jerk performance for male and 75% for females.
Awesome. How many participants did you end up with?
I ended up with 30 participants. 17 were male and 13 were female.
All right. So what have you found?
So I found that there was a significant correlation between the counter movement jump and the split performance in male and in female for jump height and also for some of the other parameters I looked at. Also, there was a correlation for females between the explosive push-up test and the jerk performance in flight, in jumping height, in rate of force development, as well as in Pmax. For males, it was different. They didn't have a correlation for the explosive push-up test. They had a correlation in the ballistic push-up test. So yeah, I could have, or for example, like the women were more for the explosive push-up test and the male for the ballistic push-up test, the correlations, but the females didn't have a correlation for the ballistic push-up test, for example.
Why do you think there was a difference?
Yeah, I think one point was it was not so easy for the female athletes to do the ballistic push-up test because like you had to be able to hold 57% of your body weight and like in this static position and then push this away. And so you had to hold it for like 2 or 3 seconds and then push away. And it was not really easy for the female athletes. I think that was why maybe the data wasn't like the best. And also, yeah, you had to be really strong to be able to do that test. And for males, it was way more, or it was easier because they were all able to do the test. They also performed quite good in the test. That's, I think, one point why it was hard, because the testing was not perfect and not so easy. And also, the second thing is, I think, maybe, yeah, there would need to be more, or we would have to test more in why maybe the concentric, eccentric part or like testing for male is better with the explosive push-up test, but I assume are able to lift more weight and also hold more weight in different positions, and the females weren't. And also like having 75% from your body weight and pushing it away in like a static position is really hard. So the explosive push-up test was tested good in flight jumping height for females, and the ballistic push-up test was significant for males. And I would say maybe one point why for males, the ballistic push-up test was more reliable or more, had a higher correlation, a significant correlation, because their rate of force development is maybe correlating better with their jerk performance. And also, like the point, the things I said before for testing in for the females with the ballistic push-up test was really hard. So I think this is also one point why it didn't really work like I hoped it would. And for me, that the results show that it's important to have like upper body power tests, also use upper body power training for weightlifters, because it has an impact, not only your legs, so also your upper body. And it would be maybe a good test to use in a performance or in performance testing. So counter movement jump is often used, but like the explosive push-up test or ballistic push-up test, you can also use them in like smaller facilities, in like use a video camera and do the testing, so you don't need a force plate. So this is like an easy test for everyone, kind of. Yeah. And like what a different like a power test that is often used for upper body is the ballistic bench press. And for this you need, what is it called in English, a Smith machine. You need a Smith machine for ballistic bench press. And so this is hard for testing, and the push-up variation would be easier, for example. Also, if you want to like get younger kids to start with weightlifting, you could use those tests and also have a look if they're good in those. And also like start with push-up variations in the beginning, and then and also use them in their weightlifting training, for example.
I have an additional question. So let's say I'm a coach and I'm thinking, okay, I will try to use this test. How fatiguing the push-up testing is? Are the athletes able to do that? Can I use it at the beginning of the session to check readiness? Is it the test I use at the end of the block to check the how the power is developing and how explosive they are? That, like, how would you apply this test?
So I wouldn't really, I don't know if for readiness, I can't really say if it's good for this or for testing readiness in the start of the session, or to test fatigue. Like for the counter movement jump, it is used for testing if athlete is tired, like how his load is over weeks, for example. But I'm not sure for the push-up test. There have to have, or there are some like new studies to do. And for like testing in after a block session, I would probably use it, because then I see if he's getting more explosive in the test. And but maybe you have to do it a couple of times to get used to the test and practice it regularly before you use it or implement it in a testing protocol. So that's, all my athletes had to do the tests a couple of times before had to do the movement a couple of times before they were allowed to test it. And I could see like the third rep, like maximum explosive rep was not as good as the second one, for example, because they got really tired, even if after 3 minutes of a break in between. So it is really exhausting to do. And also, yeah, adapt the strength training for female and male if they, yeah, in their lifting, if maybe they are good in those tests. If someone is good in the explosive push-up test, they are probably super explosive in their upper body. But maybe if they can't get better in the split jerk or jerk push jerk performance, the problem is not in the upper body. It's maybe in the counter movement, or using counter movement jump, for example, and in the triple extension, or in getting more force on the ground or whatever, but not in the upper body. That's maybe a tool how you can use it.
That's a great point. So you're suggesting that testing counter movement jump and explosive push-up or ballistic push-up gives you this difference between upper body explosive power and all abilities and lower body, and then you can see, okay, if I'm trying to influence how powerful this athlete is, should I focus more on upper or lower body? That's very interesting.
And one interesting part that I also thought about was, like, there is a lot of difference between pushing the weight horizontal or vertical. So people who are athletes who were used to like doing some horizontal lifting, I think for them the test is good. But if they have never or not do horizontal lifts often, then maybe it's not so good to test that test and say, okay, this has an impact because they need to be able to also hold their core in that position. And it's different to have your, to hold the core in like the horizontal movement to the vertical movement.
Yeah.
There's a difference between holding the weight in the center of your mass than like in the push-up where you, where it's further away, like the most weight you use or you push is more in like in front of you than in the middle.
All right, just different placement of the center of mass, and then it will impact how the athlete braces and then produces the power too.
Yeah.
Okay, let's bring it all together. What would be 3 points you want the coaches to know from your study?
So 3 points that I want the coaches to know from my studies: use it or try to use it, and maybe it works for your athletes. For testing, also if you work with younger athletes, you can use it for identification if they have a talent in upper body explosiveness, for example. Yeah, I had a lot of fun doing that study, and I'm kind of looking forward to some new stuff or trying out some new tests.
Okay, two short questions to finish. The first one is, what is your favorite lift?
So my favorite lift is the snatch.
Why is that?
Yeah, because when you have a good day, it works really good. And if you have a bad day, it doesn't. And yeah, I like that because it always reflects my mood, kind of. Because when I have a good day, it works. And if I don't, then I'm like, okay, if snatch is not even working, the day is not good to be. But yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, where people can find, if they want to see what you're up to or maybe ask a question or contact you, where should they go?
If they want to ask a question, they can either find me on Instagram at Lena Dana Coach, or they can find me on LinkedIn also as Lena Dana.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That was a pleasure.
Thanks a lot.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.